This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. This year's flu season is one of the worst Colorado has seen in 10 years. That's according to state health officials. Dr. Suchitra Rao of Children's Hospital Colorado says hospital beds filled up last month due to children with RSV, but she says things are changing.
While we've seen a decline in RSV, another one has been taking over our hospital, and that has been influenza. And so we have seen this very high activity of influenza right now.
Doctors say immunity levels are low due to mask wearing and other pandemic precautions, and that's led to a triple demic of COVID, the flu, and RSV. A form of strep that's circulating is also a concern. Authorities are in the final stages of their investigation of last year's Marshall Fire. CPR's Joe Wirtz explains the cause of the fire could be determined early next year.
The Boulder County Sheriff's Office has been tight-lipped about the investigation into the most destructive wildfire in state history. Two people died and more than 1,000 homes were destroyed. Investigators are still considering nearly a dozen possible causes of the fire, which range from lightning and campfires to burning debris and electrical equipment. The Sheriff's Office says they have received more than 200 tips and examined hundreds of photos and videos. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A judge who dismissed a 2021 kidnapping case against the alleged Club Q shooter warned last year the defendant was planning a shootout and needed mental health treatment. The comments add to warning signs authorities had about the Club Q suspect's increasingly violent behavior. The 2021 charges against the shooter were thrown out. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.